Assembly Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald told reporters this morning that broadband internet funds will be protected at least until 2013, and federal public transportation funds will keep flowing because public bus drivers will be exempt from the collective bargaining restrictions that will affect all other public employees. Fitzgerald says he hopes the floor debate on the budget will take less than 36 hours, but he says it could last much longer.
Us in the Assembly here, we like to talk. We like to debate. And normally a budget can go a day and a half over here in the Assembly. So I would imagine it'd be, depending on how many amendments the Democrats have, that it could go, you know, as long as they probably want it to go.
It's still not clear how many amendments Democrats will introduce in an effort to delay the budget process. State Representative Brett Halsey of Madison says most of the amendments will focus on the proposed cuts in aid to local school districts.
I've drafted a lot of amendments. We've all drafted a lot of amendments. But as we found out in the past, you know, the Republicans don't like that, and they can shut us down at any time. Restoring Walker's extreme cuts to our school children, the $1.6 billion total cuts, is going to be a top priority.
Outside the Capitol and in the rotunda itself, the sounds of protests led largely by teachers' union members have been growing throughout the day. A large rally is scheduled for 5 this afternoon. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.